Love tap message for the day is appreciating your health. Last night, I was very sick, unsure of what was going on, but intense pain, writhing pain, no reason at all, came on suddenly, just gripped me, you know, gut-wrenching pain. Fortunately, I happen to have 500 or more homeopathic remedies. And fortunately, I was able to find the right homeopathic remedy, my constitutional. And while the message is not necessarily about homeopathy, it did leave me with a couple of observations. Always desire, the imperative to spread the message about homeopathy. I am a homeopathic physician. And now is mostly concentrating on the writing, the performance, and the creation. And the homeopathy, the literal, the seeing patients, is on a back burner. For me, it always has been the one question. What is the seamless curtain for me as a healer, as a poet, artist, and as a peace activist in the world? I knew that when I found that point, when the visionary, creative healer fuses together, then there is the true avocation. That true avocation, which may be for the moment, or it may be longer. At 56, now, finding this powerful journey, finding this centeredness here at Blue Heron Pond, creating artworks, creating the piece installation designs for Pont Neuf in Paris, creating the piece installation designs in London, and keeping focused, too, about my own journey, personal healing. So out of this journey in the Boo blog this morning, one is homeopathy is an incredibly priceless gift. I find it totally strange that people who have no experience with homeopathy, who have not worked with this sometimes difficult and very confusing healing, can dismiss it. It is probably the most powerful form of healing, besides love, that I've ever encountered. Two is in this pain, is turning off the tennis match, turning off all distractions, and being present with the pain. I could have called somebody, a physician friend, but I stayed with it. And I could have called a homeopathic friend, but I decided to simply stay present with the pain, pay attention. Fortunately, I know the homeopathic remedies But it is very difficult to treat yourself sometimes. Homeopathy, what a miracle. And in my next evolution that I'm undergoing now, over the next 5 to 10 years, is taking that same principle, the homeopathic principle of love, the homeopathic principle of peace, creating a homeopathic delusion through the art, peace, and performance projects. That homeopathic principle of the smallest dose creating that vibration, healing myself. And in the process of healing myself, as I come to a deeper understanding of what peace really is, peace in my soul and cellular part of my being, in that deepest part, the peace is the relationship. Peace is not the absence of violence, though that would be a good start. Peace in your cells and your bones is relationship. As you, me, all of us, have relationship, connection, we come to the profound subjectivity, walking in the shoes of the others, when we can profoundly connect to nature, to life, to the simplest of creatures, of bugs, when we can connect and have relationship. Our small ego sometimes will vanish. So in this curious note today, appreciate the miracle of good health. Discover homeopathy and how it might heal you. And stay focused on your journey of peace. Stay focused and joyful, opening your spirit to peace and love.